find out that Gio wasn't going to be available tonight?
This afternoon.
How difficult is that to go into a game on short notice that you're not going to have your captain or your top defender?
It's not ideal, but it's part of it's part of our lives right now on all different levels. It's happened before, and like I said, it's certainly not ideal, but that's part of what we need to deal with.
Jaden was just talking about not having enough intensity, not digging in enough for each other. How would you rate the effort and what you saw with the intensity level?
We were half step behind tonight, and their puck speed got us. We never got them stopped in our zone, and likewise offensively in the offensive zone, we didn't create enough possession. So our ability to win some of those pucks in both zones, needed to be better tonight. That's why we didn't spend, other than there was a few shifts in the second period where we had a little bit of ozone time. We didn't get a whole lot off of it, but we were able to generate some ozone time. Beyond that, we were able to generate more consistent time in the offensive zone.
Part of that came though right after they scored in the second period. What do you like about the push right after and the response to that?
This group is never going to go away. That push, that was our best stretch in the hockey game was during that period of time. As I said, they defended well. They skated well and pushed us to the outside. Whenever we did have some offensive opportunities, and like I said, in our own D zone, we didn't get them stopped quick enough in order to have any energy left to go back offensively. So when you spend that much time in the first half of your shift throughout a good part of the hockey game playing on the defensive side of the puck, you don't have a whole lot of gas left in the tank to go the other way.
Some games in a row where you guys have been chasing the game, what has to happen to just kind of buck that trend?
We've won two hockey games in a row, so for me that's not the issue. We played very well in first periods. Tonight we came out on the back end of it, and we couldn't catch this team.
After losing a bunch in a row before winning those couple of games, another loss right here, how do you prevent it from snowballing into what it was?
One game. They're not connected. So we've got a tough hockey game to get ready for tomorrow. We'll do that quick turnaround, get out of here, and get ready for the next one.
Back-to-backs are tough, but is there any benefit in getting back out tomorrow and flushing this one?
Well, it's what the schedule is. I mean, we're planning on a back-to-back. Our opponent played tonight as well and is traveling, so we've got a high game to get after tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.